Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. She, in the email, she said, "Nobody will know if I live or if I die." I'll always remember the email from that lady. She wanted me to know that she didn't have a happy Thanksgiving and just how miserable she was on that day. Her words, born of desperation, loneliness, and truthfully ignorance of the word. I'm not being hard on her, but I'm telling the truth. Simply said, she bought into the lie of the devil. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can separate you from the love of God. And if he's for you, and he is, who can be against you? We need to let the word of God strengthen our faith. We encourage you to write down the scriptures we're going to share with you today. They prove beyond a shadow of doubt that you're not alone and that nothing can separate you from the love of God. We also must realize that the enemy of our destiny uses every trick, trap, lie, deception, wild, to make us feel all alone, like nobody cares whether we live or whether we die.
In Romans 8, verse 35, in the Message Bible, it says, "Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way, no trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture."
The question is asked and answered. No one, nobody, not even the devil can come between Christ and his love for you. This scriptural fact is further confirmed in Romans 8, 37 through 39.
Romans 8, verses 37 through 39 in the Message Bible. "None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us."
We never have to doubt God's love for us or his desire to help us through whatever sad or lonely times we're facing.
Isaiah 41, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, "Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you."
We also have the assurance that God, the creator of heaven and earth, is thinking about us at this very moment. Write down the time. It's 8:33 a.m. And God, Elohim, the Almighty One, is thinking about you.
Proverbs 16, verse 3, one of my favorite scriptures. This in the Amplified, Classic Amplified Bible. It says, "Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will. And so shall your plans be established and succeed."
According to Strong's Concordance, Hebrew word for works is H4639. H4639, and it means deed, work, thing done, act, business, pursuit, undertaking, achievement. Now that sounds to me like we should give everything to the Lord. I mean, yes, we're to commit and trust our works to him as he makes his thoughts our thoughts.
Think about that. His thoughts being our thoughts. In John 16, verse 33, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of its power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Wow, I love that scripture.
Absolutely, babe. No matter how alone we may feel, it is clearly evident that God has our back in every situation we face. Now, the enemy will do everything he can to try and separate us from the love of God, to make us think that nobody cares about us. But let's go a little further.
John 10, verse 14, this in the King James Version says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine.
Have you ever had someone ask you if you knew someone? If so, how you knew them? I remember years ago, and I mean years ago, seeing a movie called Little Foss and Big Halsey. The only thing I really remember about that movie, other than the stars, Robert Redford and Michael J. Pollard, is an exchange that took place out of what I would call a greasy spoon restaurant. There's a memorable moment, at least for me, that occurs outside the restaurant. Little Foss, Michael J. Pollard, has just been dazzled by the fact that Big Halsey, Robert Redford, knew someone who could help them in their particular situation. Little Foss said, I guess it depends on who you know. And Redford, Big Halsey said, nope, it's not who you know, but how you know them. When someone asks you if you know someone, they're really asking you if you have a general knowledge of who they are or if you have an intimate knowledge of them. Now let's look at John 10:14 again.
It says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for know is G1097. G1097. And this is how it says it in Strong's Concordance. To know, understand, perceive, have knowledge of. But it's also a Jewish idiom for sexual intimacy between a man and a woman. So I think it's fair to say that in a biblical sense, the word know means to have an intimate knowledge and understanding of someone and to know him very well. Your Heavenly Father, the Good Shepherd, has an intimate knowledge and understanding of who you are. He cares about you. He cares about every detail of every moment of your life. Jesus knows who you are, all about you, just like he knows our Heavenly Father.
In John 10, verse 15, in the King James Version, it says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Now that word knoweth is the same word that we talked about just a moment ago. G1097, same one. Jesus knows you the same way he knows his Heavenly Father. He loves you the same way he loves his Heavenly Father. He cares about you the same way he cares about his Heavenly Father. Your next door neighbor may know you. May not know you, but Jesus does. The person sitting next to you at church may not know your name, but Jesus does. Your supervisor or boss may not know what you're going through, but Jesus does. Family members may forget to call at Christmas time, but Jesus will always be there for you.
In Hebrews 13, verse 5, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. Now listen to this next part, because you could get lost in the first part until you get to this part.
Yes.
For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not.
Not only that, honey, but if we stray, he'll come after us.
In Matthew 18, verses 12 through 14, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray and gets lost, will he not leave the 99 on the mountaintop and go in search of the one that is lost? And if it should be that one he finds, truly I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not get lost. Just so, it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost and perish.
Even when we feel separated, all alone, and lost, we can know that the one who has an intimate knowledge and understanding of us is coming after us. Not only that, he will rejoice with the host of heaven when you're found.
In Luke 15, verses 4 through 7, the Message Bible, this story says, suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you found it? When found, you can be sure you would put it across your shoulders rejoicing. And when you got home, call in your friends and neighbors saying, celebrate with me. I found my lost sheep. Count on it. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue.
Child of God, your Heavenly Father not only knows you're alive, he has an intimate knowledge of who you are, your dreams and desires. He delights in you. He has plans for you. Don't doubt it. And certainly, never allow the enemy to deceive you into thinking anything different.
And you know, the point on this, in this lesson today, or this teaching, honey, is the fact that God knows us so incredibly intimately, and our part is to get to know him that intimately too.
That's true. That's very good. So we've established clearly in the scripture that God knows you and everything about you, that he has an intimate knowledge of you, and that he'll never let you go.
Amen.
Never let you down. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And that, child of God, is definitely something to shout about and say hallelujah about. Amen.
Amen.
Go to HaroldHeron.com if you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top, or the outreach of the ministry, where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, some will never ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.